With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. On New Year's Day, here's what's open and what's closed.
While schools, government buildings, post offices, courts, and banks are closed on New Year's Day, most major retailers across the U.S. will be open, with many offering deals and discounts on older inventory to clear the way for newer products. Most national grocery store chains like Albertsons, Whole Foods, Kroger, and Aldi are open, but many have modified hours. In-store pharmacies tend to be closed for the holiday, and national chains that are closed for New Year's Day include Trader Joe's and Costco. I'm Julie Walker.
Trains through the channel between Europe and the UK are running again after a power malfunction caused travel chaos. As Ed Donahue reports, travelers are still feeling the disruption.
Mark Bouchat was a passenger on Le Shuttle, which he describes as a nightmare.
We were stuck actually in a no man's land. So we were not in France, we were not in England. There was no toilet. Nothing. Had to pee in a bottle.
Part of the problem was an overhead power cable fell onto a Eurostar train from London to Paris.
Eurostar operates passenger trains through the underground tunnel, warning of continued possible delays and cancellations. It says there are still knock-on impacts from Tuesday's severe disruptions. Democrat Renee Hardman has been elected to the Iowa State Senate in a holiday week special election, denying Republicans a bid to reclaim two-thirds control of the chamber. Hardman bested Republican Lucas Lofton Tuesday to win the seat, representing parts of Des Moines suburbs. It became vacant after the October 6th death of State Senator Claire Cessy. And a GOP win would have given Republicans, rather, a supermajority once again, just months after Democrats flipped Republican seat in an August special election. This is SRN News. Franklin Grahams calls Democrats out.
In an amicus brief to the Supreme Court, more than 130 Democratic members of the House and Senate are urging the justices to strike down state laws that bar boys from competing against girls in school sports. Graham, in a post on Facebook, says, quote, "This is sick. Men in women's sports and restrooms is perverted. It seems that most Democrats in Washington are buying into these lies. Pray that God will guide the hearts of the Supreme Court justices." Michael Harrington reporting.
Thailand has repatriated Cambodian prisoners of war. The release Wednesday fulfilled a ceasefire agreement signed with Cambodia. Both sides said the release aims to build goodwill and adhere to the international humanitarian principles. Cambodia's defense ministry says that the move fosters peace and stability. You're listening to SRN News. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 10 people and businesses from Iran and Venezuela linked to Iranian drones and ballistic missile production. President Trump says those activities pose a threat to the U.S. and its allies.
The crux of what the United States is claiming is that the two countries are in cahoots with each other, and there is a trade not just in drones and drone technology, but conventional weaponry and parts needed for drones and conventional missiles. In Venezuela, what that apparently looks like from the non-specific release that the U.S. government has put out is that drones that are either developed or developed and built in Iran are being used in Venezuela, and the United States says it's concerned about the threat that poses in the Red Sea and the Middle East as a result.
The BBC's Sean Dilley. Russian drones have blasted an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Odessa, killing six people, including three children. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.